Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Worship you for the mighty things you do. I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you.
morning, everyone. It is time for Josie's Inspiration today. I am always so very moved when I hear My Purpose. That is a beautiful song that I live by that means so much to me. And as I listen, I know right this very minute that I'm walking in my purpose, what God has called me to do. And I pray that as you listen to today's show or any of the shows on Finding My Way Network, Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, you will tune into how God is speaking to you, because His message for me is different than His message for you. His purpose for my life is different than His purpose for your life. And though we may all walk the same path, the same journey, we must always tune in and connect to our Creator to ask, Lord, what is it that you would have me do? Show me the purpose that you have for my life. Because my purpose is longing to be in service to Him. And so Joseph's Inspiration is all about serving Him, about giving Him the glory, and uplifting His people. And today, as I continue my Joseph's Inspiration A to Z Essential Oils for Cancer Care, I'm excited because the topic I'm going to talk about today, which is the alphabet F, and I'm going to talk about fatigue. It's something that whether you have experienced cancer or not, chances are you have some level of fatigue in your life. Just the fact that we are here, that we have to experience daily intake of information, some good, some bad, life circumstances, it's draining, and it can cause fatigue in anybody. Even children get fatigued. And fatigue is different from just being tired or worn out. It is something that can affect you in such a way that you really cannot function. So as I talk about this today, I'm going to talk about the essential oils that can benefit a cancer patient or anyone who is experiencing fatigue. And I must always remind you that I, Josephine Crawford Hopkins, am not a physician. And what I share is for informational purposes only, and I share based on my personal experiences, and I do not intend to diagnose or suggest that what I'm sharing with you is going to change your diagnosis or your life. But it is information that I find very beneficial, that when I use certain oils, I'm going to have benefits for my health and my own personal wellness. So fatigue. Fatigue is feeling really, 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 really tired. And it is one of the most common side effects of cancer treatment, and it ranks at the top of the symptoms that are reported by cancer patients along with pain. When you're fatigued as a cancer patient, simple activities that are required normally can take longer, use up more energy, and can feel very debilitating. So it's really important that you always, as a cancer patient, someone who has survived, or as I call myself, a cancer victor, that we pay attention to what our body is telling us. Too often people are thinking, oh, well, I'm going to take a pill because I don't want to feel what my body's telling me. But your body is smart. And it tries to alert us and warn us about situations that we're going through. But one of the things that happens when you're going through cancer treatment is the body gets totally out of sync. And so the warning systems that you begin to experience may not be based on traditional experiences. So I could say, oh, I'm fatigued. I just came from a personal training session. Because I'm focused on my health and getting myself together. And I could say I'm fatigued and really tired because Miss Cynthia, who is my personal trainer, worked me today. But for a cancer patient or someone who is going through cancer treatment, that level of fatigue is different. it can be as a result of chemotherapy. Because when you're undergoing chemotherapy as a cancer treatment, your red blood count is lowered. The number of red blood cells in your blood is decreased. And the red blood cells carry oxygen throughout your body, and they give you energy. So if you don't have the core things that give you energy, those red blood cells, then you're going to experience fatigue. Having fewer red blood cells means that you can get out of breath when you do something, even mildly strenuous things, walking up the steps, sometimes just getting out of bed, sometimes being, around your home, you might get up and all of a sudden you think, I really can't move. I really don't have the energy. That is the result of the treatments that you're receiving that causes the lowering of the red blood count. And so it's a natural thing that a cancer patient is going to experience fatigue. But for somebody whose life has been energetic and who's used to being on top of things and going and doing, that can be very alarming. I experienced fatigue continuously all during my cancer diagnosis. My first cancer diagnosis came about in 2001. And, you know, at that time, you know, I just thought, okay, I'll do what the doctors say, and all's going to be well, and I'm going to get back onto my feet, and I'm going to just be able to go just the way I'd always been going. And for anybody who knows me, you know, I can be like the Energizer Bunny. I can keep on going and going and going and going. And that was my pattern. I was used to being busy. I was used to being active. I was used to being involved. I was involved in my church. I was involved in my children's schools, PTAs, boards. I was involved in my job. I was involved in my community. I was a mom. I still am a mom. I'm a wife. All of the things that make me who I am, I took pride in being in excellence with them. But when fatigue set in, it was really hard for me not to be who I believed I was supposed to be. And it was very frustrating. The cancer itself can be a cause of fatigue. So imagine, in addition to the fact that you're not getting the level of energy because your red blood count is lower, just having the diagnosis is going to affect so many different areas of your health. Coping with cancer emotionally can cause fatigue. The pain of cancer, and it's painful. My second diagnosis, I had a stem cell transplant. Very painful, very grueling process. Times that I could not get out of bed, I could not dress myself, I could not feed myself. By the grace of God, I have an amazing husband, Michael, who was always available, who was willing to dress me, feed me, wash me, whatever I needed. And I even share with you a day that I remember him taking me to my doctor's appointment, and, you know, I couldn't dress myself, so he addressed me. And I looked pretty good, but when I got to the doctor's office and I looked down at my feet, I had on mismatched socks, and I was appalled that here I was trying to be prim and proper in a chemo session, but my socks didn't match. You know, now, mind you, I was too fatigued to do it myself, so I had to trust him. I had to put my faith in him to dress me, and my socks didn't match. And I remember kind of moaning and groaning to the nurses, oh, my socks don't match. My husband dressed me this morning, and I was very apologetic that I didn't look, you know, to the nines. And my nurse said to me, Mrs. Hopkins, just shut up. And I thought, what? You're telling me to shut up? How dare you? But what she said to me next was so important. She reminded me that I was blessed with a husband who always came to my appointments with me, who would always leave the car running in front of the office so that he could walk in and make sure that somebody knew I was there, that someone was going to look out for me until he could park the car and come back and be with me himself. And that if he could not come, he would bring his mother, he'd bring one of my friends. He always made sure there was somebody there. Didn't matter how long I had to sit through chemo, didn't matter how long I had to be in radiation, somebody was going to be there that he trusted to be there for me if he could not be there. And I'll tell you, 99.9% of the time, he was always there. But for me to have her say that to me, what became clear was that I was blessed to have somebody. So many patients would come in and no one cared for them. They might have been dropped off at the door. They may have been disheveled. They may not have been dressed properly, but nobody was there for them. And so how dare me complain about some socks, you know? And that was her message to me, and it reminded me of the blessing that I had. And it humbled me to realize that not everyone could go through that journey having a support system, which was so important. In addition to fatigue coming from the cancer, from the low red blood count, from coping emotionally, pain, it can also come as a result of anemia, because low levels of red blood cells, which have the iron that makes the cell be able to carry that vital oxygen from the lungs, the muscles, and other tissues in the body, when that's gone, you can be anemic. So cancer-related fatigue is a very common side effect during cancer treatment, and research has shown that even after cancer treatment is over, it can be a lingering side effect for many survivors. And I say that because even today, I experience fatigue. There are days when I really don't want to get out of bed because my body is saying, don't move. And even in the midst of me being in direct sales and running and doing vendor events, I've had to have times that I have to say, no, I can't. My body's telling me I can't. And it's not that I'm sick, but I'm keenly aware to listen to my body because it's going to tell me exactly what I need. And so fatigue that lingers long into survivorship, it can affect the quality of life, mood, and productivity. And so a patient's fatigue level can cause other problems after the treatment that we receive. And so for me, I pay attention to my body. I honor my body. And when my body is going through something, I stop and I listen and I then decide what is it that I need. Oftentimes, rest is going to be first and foremost. Staying hydrated, eating healthy, avoiding a lot of sugar, avoiding things that can weigh my body down, that can take away from my energy, that causes my body to work harder to process, making sure that I take time to breathe. Deep breathing is so important. As women particularly, you know, we get going and we hold our breath. We don't realize we're holding our breath because we're talking a mile a minute. We're going and going and going. And then our body says, please, breathe. Your brain needs that oxygen, so breathe and allow your body to rejuvenate. Now, what's important to me also are my essential oils, and I have my oils all over the place. I'm sitting in my home office, and I decided today, okay, the oils I'm going to talk about, and so I went and got those oils, and I've got them here, and I'm going to just start out by talking to you about black spruce. Black spruce, and as I talk about it, I'm just going to open it up, and I'm going to inhale it. Black spruce is a very, it's an evergreen oil. It's like an evergreen oil in that it serves to work effectively with the physical aspects of fatigue, pain in the bones and muscles, and most challenges to the respiratory system. Because as I just finished explaining, your respiratory system is affected because your red blood count is low and it makes it challenging for you to be able to function as you normally would. And so that fatigue can be benefited. You can benefit from diffusing a black spruce, from massaging in it. I like to sometimes just put a little bit of bath salts with the black spruce and sprinkle it into my shower, in the back of the shower. So when I get in, it creates that spa experience. Black spruce is great for saunas and baths and massages. It can calm or lift, and it is great for meditation, prayer, and yoga. And I toss prayer in because, you know, people talk about meditation. Meditation for me is prayer. You know, when I'm quiet, when I'm still, I'm seeking God's presence. I'm asking him to come to me, to come and to share with me what it is that he wants from me, what it is he expects from me to do. So meditation, prayer, and I know some people don't believe in yoga, but yoga is very calming. And tomorrow I'll be going to yoga for cancer patients because that's something that I do to help my body. I do yoga to help rejuvenate my body, to calm my mind, and to bring myself into a peaceful state. And so black spruce is great for emotional uplifting and calming of the nerves, and it also is good for bugs and mosquitoes. So that's a side benefit. I like it because it is good for decongesting, so it can reduce that nasal mucus that I experience. It's also good for urine production, and it helps stimulate the immune system. It is good for calming the immune system, the nervous system. But it also helps the body's circulation. It kind of revs it up. It's great for key emotions of positivity, invigorating, encouraging, considerate, and welcoming. And it works on the body's systems, the circulatory system, digestive system, immune, muscular, nervous, skeletal, respiratory, and the urinary tract system. So black spruce, and I'll tell you, you know, if you go to a spa, you know, you go in and sometimes you think, eucalyptus, there's a smell of eucalyptus, but oftentimes it's not eucalyptus at all. It may be black spruce. It's a lovely scent, and I am excited to have that as the first oil I'm going to share with you today. Now, my second oil I'm going to share with you to help with fatigue is lemon. Lemon is really good because it's very purifying. I love to use lemon because it helps brain function. It helps bring clarity, and it stimulates the memory. So when you think of lemon, you might think of cleansers, fresheners, purifiers, stimulants, disinfectants. Because, you know, think about lemon pledge, very pretty. That's what they used to do on the commercial for lemon pledge, which is for housekeeping. And so a lot of times you'll find lemon in the products that are used for housekeeping, but also it's a good oil to have just as a way to stimulate your brain functions. It's good for memory recall. It's beneficial for infections. It's beneficial for mental clarity, breathing, cleansing inside and outside the body, as well as the whole household. It is a citrus, and citrus oils are also really good for weight loss. So that's got a side benefit. You know, when you go to a restaurant, often you ask for lemon. I always ask for my lemon on the side because I don't know where the peel of that lemon's been. It could have been laying on the counter with some disinfectant. It could have been touched by somebody's hands who were dirty. And so I ask them to bring the lemon on the side, and then I might squeeze the lemon into my water. But when I'm at home, I will clean a lemon, I will cut it, I will add it into my water, or I'll just take a drop of my lemon essential oil and add it to my water. Now, as I shared, I'm not a doctor, I'm not trying to diagnose, and I don't tell you to ingest oils. What I do, because I know the oils that I'm using are by a reputable company that I stand by 1,000%, and that's Youngevity International. I get all of my oils and my nutritionals from that company, and so I do know the properties of that, and we have lemon also as one of our culinary oils. So I can add lemon into my water, and it can help my digestive tract, and it can help with my weight loss, and it can be very refreshing, especially as we're going into summer. Lemon has benefits for the key emotions of excitement, revitalizing, reliable, cheerfulness, and connectivity. It works on key body systems of the immune, circulatory, digestive, nervous, lymphatic, and the skin. So lemon is a very beneficial oil, and it has a lot of uses. And if you don't have lemon oil, get some fresh lemon. Get organic lemon. Don't just get any kind of lemon. You want to make sure that you're getting something that has some benefit, that has less potential for having been treated with chemicals. Now, the third oil that I'm going to talk about is one of our blends, and it's called, I'm trying to choose between two, so I'm actually going to give you both of them. One is called Earth Scent, and I like Earth Scent because it helps to balance brain function, and it gives mental support, and especially it is good for helping to slow down the mind. Now, you might be thinking, well, why do I want to slow down the mind if I'm fatigued? But if you're fatigued, sometimes you can have your mind racing because you become frustrated by your inability to function in the way that you believe that you can, way you want to, and the way that you know that you normally do. So it's okay to have your mind slow down because it can help your brain organize thoughts, have a clearer focus, and reduce overall stress levels. Earth Scent is really good at the end of the day because it helps to reduce that mental chatter, and it can support a good night's rest. Earth Scent is a blend. It's a trademark blend by Youngevity, and it has several other oils in it, like amaryllis, which is used to help cleanse wounds. It is something that can be used to support the skin. It also is used as a mood oil. It also, this Earth Scent has in it cedarwood. Now, I think about cedarwood, I always think about the cedar wood chest that my elders always had, that they would put their clothes in at the end of the season, a cedar chest to keep the moths away from your clothes. But cedarwood is a great oil, and it is really good for supporting the body in being an antifungal oil. Clary Sage is good for benefiting women from puberty through menopause. That's in the Earth Scent. Ginger, which we know is great for the digestive system, is also great for other support of the body. It's very warming and stimulating to the cardiovascular system. Earth Scent also has juniper berry, which is good for kidney and urinary tract infections. It helps to stimulate the lymphatic system and helps purify blood. Juniper leaf, patchouli. Oh, I love patchouli because patchouli has the benefit of helping fight against poisonous plants. It can be relieving for bee stings, insect bites, and it is an anti-parasitic treatment. And then it also has in it vetiver, which is a very awesome earthy scent. Now, I was tossing up in between those two, the two blends of Earth Scent and the other Good Night. And Good Night is the fourth oil I'm talking about now, which is another one of Youngevity's blends. And it's good for helping people relax. So if you're fatigued, you would think, well, you know, you're already relaxed because you're fatigued, you're tired, you want to sleep. Exactly, but you might not be able to sleep. And so the fact that you might be tired does not necessarily mean that you're able to go to sleep. So having an oil like Good Night can help you go to sleep and have a restful sleep. And so the blend that are in this, the oils that are in this blend, once again, the amaryllis, cedarwood, clary sage, ginger, juniper berry, juniper leaf, and also it has geranium, and it has palm rosa, which is also really good for skin. And additionally, it has thymol, which is useful for insomnia, depression, headaches, and it has catnip, calamus root, and western red cedar. Now, there are so many oils. I'm sitting here at my desk, and there are probably about 40 oils right in my reach. And at any given time, I will look on my phone at apps. Because if there's a concern for my health, like fatigue, I'm going to find an oil for that. So today, I hope you've benefited from learning how to pay attention and listen to your body. Pay attention to the signs and symptoms. Give your body the rest it needs when it's telling you to rest and breathe. This has been Josie Hopkins, Joseph's Inspiration, and I'm blessed to have been of service today, and God's blessing on you and your healing. Amen. Thank you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
The one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it, but it ain't easy. Cause that world I painted, where things just don't work out, it started changing, and I started having doubts, and it got me so down.
Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining me on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network. I'm so grateful to have this time to come back and speak with you once again. It seems like it's been quite some time, but during my week of consecration and paying attention to things, I have come up with something that I have is very dear to me, and that's motherhood. It's been over 53 years since I felt my mother's touch or saw her face, but yet her memory is alive. She is alive right here with me. And motherhood is a sacred state. So I want to talk to you today about the sacred womb. I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to all mothers wherever you are, and realize how important you are. Did you know that from the very moment we are conceived, we begin our journey? And it seems significant to me that the cycle of time for a woman to carry a child is segmented into trimesters, threes. Three seems to play a role in our development. There are three segments to every life form: the beginning, the middle, and the end. How we develop during each is all important. God in His wisdom allowed us time to first grow physically and then spiritually. I say this because by the time we enter this realm, we already have months of experiences behind us. First, our brain forms and our heart begins to beat. We start to develop other organs that we will need to function in this world that we're about to enter into. Then our limbs take form. And then at last, having been equipped by the safe space where all we had to do is just be, we are thrust into what we call life. And from that moment on begins our quest to get back to the safety and comfort of the womb experience. That we have aptly named heaven. Can you see why birth is such a miracle and how fearfully and wonderfully we're made? Now, that's not the only womb. There are many wombs. The womb from whence we've developed, but also the womb of the mind and the soul. And to the extent that you nurture each one is how that part of you grows. Now, what I just told you takes care of the physical and the womb of the body. So let's move on to the womb of the mind, the mental. If you are in a space where all you hear is noise, war, rumors of war, then the mind soon becomes fearful and chaotic. That affects your growth as a person and causes no end of health problems because you're now cynical, untrusting and fearful. And along with all that, medically speaking, your adrenaline is up all of the time, along with probably your blood pressure and most likely your cholesterol. Because now you're eating the wrong things, drinking the wrong things, or even worse, you might not eat at all. When in fact, all that is needed is to develop a spiritual practice that calms down everything. Yes, sitting still and letting the Creator be your guide, your calming force, the all good of who you were made to be. Yeah, there's the womb of your soul, and that's the part of you that knows that it's okay, that trust in the process of life because the God source within you says, I got this. The part of you that understands that in the beginning God created it all and called it good. And if we look past what we think is reality, the hatred and the killing and the anger and all of the problems that we see, and just place ourselves back in that place of sanctuary, if even just for 10 minutes, just long enough to remember with your Christ itself, that self that knows that you are more than capable of succeeding. You are made out of the same stuff as the brightest star. Never forget that. In fact, you're a reflection of the God who saw it all good. Respect that space. Nurture that space. Because the more you visit it, the more authentic you become. The more you're free to share this peace, the bigger and wider are the ripples of love, of peace and prosperity that flow through you and into the world around you. And the moment that happens, your world will change. You see, it has to. It's an immutable law of God. Now, your body can be called the womb that cradles your spirit. So you have to take care of it, exercise it, keep it strong. In short, you need to grow your physical muscle in order to have enough strength to flex your spiritual muscle. And again, it does this sacred womb good to rest and believe in the power of God to complete what He started in you. Having done all you can do in any situation, go back to the beginning and be still and know that God is God. So it is that we must honor each sacred womb. See, Jesus was able to do miracles. He did because he stayed in that state of mind, that state of mind that says, I can't fail. I'm channeling my Father. I and the Father are one. And Jesus wasn't just given some extreme power and the rest of us were just an afterthought. We are one with the Christ nature and heirs. In fact, Jesus said that all he did, we can also do. And if we concentrate on that equality, that spark of the divine in that secret place that I spoke of, will soon be fanned into a full flame, burning so brightly that you can't be denied. You'll be walking through and from it, attracting whatever it is that you desire. You know, there's a desire in every man and woman that drives us to find the divine inside. We have an innate feeling that we are more than what is seen on the outside. Have you ever felt restless? I mean, things are okay and nothing's wrong, but you have this feeling deep inside that God intended much more for your life. And we have a need to find out how to keep that feeling alive once we do find it. All that you achieve, or not, is a direct result of your own thoughts. Thoughts of fear produce fear. And fear is the opposite of faith. Thoughts of lack produce lack. And although it may be that you see need all around you, and don't dwell on it. Don't dwell on what you see. Know that it's God's great pleasure to give abundantly to us. But know this too. It's our duty to accept this abundance. I heard a minister say one time that we're going to feel real silly when we get to the end of our lives and go before God and see all the boxes behind him with our names on it. And then we find out that that's all the blessings that we couldn't or wouldn't accept because we were too busy making the process hard. So let's make it a little easier. Let's try something together. If you're in a space where you can safely close your eyes, do so now. Now think of whatever it is that you desire for your life or for the life of someone else that you love. Now move your awareness to that space of abundance. You're there. You smell it. Whatever it is that you're asking God for, see it for yourself and others. Feel what it's like to have all of your desires met at once. Can you feel it? Hold that scene. Now take a deep breath and feel the warmth and security of being cradled in the arms that only want the best for you, that love you for no other reason than that they want to. Hold it. Keep holding that. That feeling held long enough becomes reality. And this small action raises your vibration to the point where you can manifest so quickly that there will no longer be room for any thoughts of the contrary to the all good of God being the all good of your life. You are now living life from within that sacred womb, the womb of the divine mind. Take a breath again right here. Now open your eyes. Does it feel different? When you do things like this to raise your vibration, when you find this spot, it's the cord of life connecting you to your true self, your cherished self, your whole, perfect, and complete self, your cherished by the Most High self. I invite you to flex your flabby spiritual muscles by doing this every now and then. And I challenge you to live your I am statements and relish the new glorious you that grows from doing this work. When we do this kind of work, it seems hard and sometimes it might even seem silly. But in this workaday world, in this world that is worrisome, to say the least, We have to use every tool in our toolbox. And when I say that, I mean we have to do things to remind ourselves how cherished we are, how loved we are by God. This very world is a safe space, the womb of the mind of the divine God created all of this with just a thought. Just a thought. And he developed everything, everything in balance, everything in joy, everything in love, everything working together for the good of the whole. And he did it for us. Now, doesn't that sound like a mother? A mother who would do anything, who would work all day long just to be able to get something good, to put a smile on the face of the child that she loves. It's called relationship. It's called showing that you care. It's called being authentic. A mother of any species is the most fierce thing that you can come across. A mother will lay down her life for her child. In the Bible, there were several of those mothers, but the one that comes to mind was a mother whose child was taken from her by a woman who accidentally rolled over onto her child in her sleep, and the child died. So she took the dead child and put it next to the woman, and she kept the living child. Now, they argued back and forth, and when they went before the king, the king in his wisdom said, well, it's two of you. Let's cut the baby in half. Now, the woman who was not the natural mother said, yeah, let's do it. You see, her whole thing is, if I couldn't have it, then nobody will have it. And that's not a mother. The true mother said, let her have it, only don't destroy the baby. A mother would give of herself and hurt herself down to the very marrow of her bone to give away a child that she loves, that she knows that she can't take care of. A mother will work her fingers to the bone to provide for that child. And all she wants in return is respect and to see that child happy. All she wants is relationship. To me, that speaks of the feminine side, the mother, father, God. There are people who can't identify with the father because they didn't have an earthly father that they could trust. So it's very hard for them, when I say Father God, to identify with a loving, caring parent who would do anything. So for them, I use the side of God, since God is all-encompassing, that says mother. And it's not a hard thing to understand, because love is so bountiful, coming from the bosom of a mother. And ladies, we that have children, whether we have them naturally or whether we're just nurturing other people's children, you know that feeling when that child is happy and when you were the one who created that happiness. You know that feeling when that little face looks at you and says, thank you. How much more do you think God would love to just hear a heartfelt thank you for everything he has done, for all that he has been and will be and still is? There is absolutely nothing in this world that was created other than God creating it. So I'm going to ask you to do something. Now I'm going to ask you to go on a little trip with me. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Put yourself wherever it is that you are the most comfortable. For me, it's in a forest, looking at all the lushness of the greenery around me, smelling the earth, the richness, the flowers, hearing the birds, seeing the animals, and knowing that God created it all. Everything that you see works together. Every place that you look, there is life. Mother Earth, created by Father God. Let's sit there for just a second and allow yourself to be enveloped by the wings of our God. You are under protection. There is nothing that can harm you. Everything here is yours to be used and to be cared for. God created everything for you, in love, for love. And let's just sit and say thank you, just for a moment. Mother, Father, God, we acknowledge your indwelling presence within us at all times, and we move our awareness to that space where we experience oneness with you fully. I give thanks that you have given us the unique ability to embrace sacred time with you. And I ask that you strengthen this ability and our knowledge of who we are in you. We receive your abundant gifts with joy and with thanksgiving, and release this word into the ever-flowing field of awareness. And so it is. You see, we are in a field of ever-expanding good, and it only expands according to your knowledge of who you are, where you come from, why it is important for you in God's eyes to grow. You are God's emissary right here in this plane, and you have to cause your vibration to rise so that you can talk to others, so that you can be a sign for others that life is for you, God is for you, and that life is good. Sometimes it might not seem that way. Sometimes you might just think, I have no idea which way to go. But just like I said about the womb of the mind, the sacred womb of the mind, if you sit still, know that you are God's precious child, and know that God is God. If you can say that you have a father that owns all the hills, has cattle on all of the hills, then why should you worry about lack? Why would you worry about anything? Just be embraced in the love and the flow of the divine. I have sat lots of times and wondered, what would it have been like if my mother had lived long enough to see me grow up? Would she be happy? Would she be proud of me? Would she understand the things that I've been through? And the answer is yes. Because a parent is a parent because it has been through so many of the same things. And sometimes we parents try to steer our children clear of the same things that would hurt them the same way that we were hurt. But in my experience, children don't want to know that the parents know anything. Children want to think that they have it all together, and we're just here. We were never young. We never went through anything. We just are. And that is so wrong. When God decided to embody, and he took the form of Jesus, our Christ, he wanted to live human. And it came from the womb of a human woman. He wanted to endure and understand and go through what we humans are going through. He wanted to be able to feel. He wanted to be able to understand, so that every time you come to him with something, he can say, hush, child, I know. And I can help you through this. Do you see how kind? Do you see how loving and giving and how deliberately blessed we have been to have someone that we can go to have someone that knows And all they want to do is wrap their arms around you and say, "Hush, child, I got this." Brothers and sisters, there is nothing more important than love. To be nurtured. To be guided. And God, in all of his brilliance, gave us all of the things that we need to succeed. And the knowledge that we have from the womb of the mind, the feelings that flow from the womb of the soul, and the strength that was put into our bodies from the womb from whence we come. Give thanks for all of this. And know that all of this is so because of nothing but love. I find it odd that we only can celebrate Mother's Day once a year. One day in May, we've just chosen to say thank you to our earthly mothers. When in fact, it's 365 days of the year that our mothers are there for us, if we are blessed enough. We stop for that one day and we give thanks. Can we stop for just a few minutes each day to give God thanks for even sending the mother? We all have come from a woman, even Christ. So you know that women were high on his totem pole to be respected. Let's try to respect ourselves. Let's try to respect each other. And in doing so, we respect our mothers. Mother Earth, the mothers that gave us birth, and every woman that we run into. So, just for today, when you run into a sister somewhere on the street, just say thank you. Even if you only nod and smile, but give respect. Go out of your way to give respect to an elder sister, because they have seen things that we can only hope to live long enough to see. They have given love, and I hope they were loved in return. So for today, let's honor every sacred womb, every place that nurtures any idea, anything, anybody, and enjoy life, the life that was put here for us to enjoy. I ask you now to relax your mind, release your cares, and relate everything back to God. This is Reverend Lydia saying thank you for listening to me, and it's so good to be able to talk to you. Be blessed.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.